and welcome to Right to Life Michigan's Lifebeat podcast. I'm your host, Anna Plymert, and as always, we have Danny Earle joining us. Hello, Danny.
Hello. Happy to be here. It's a good Thursday. We are coming to you a day early because we're going out and getting out the vote tomorrow, so we're excited to be doing this a day early.
Yes, it is Thursday today. Tomorrow we're doing some get out the vote activities. We're very excited about it. Yeah, thank you for joining us and we hope you continue listening. Today we're going to be talking about some new polling that came out this week that we think is really encouraging. We hope you think so too. It's super interesting data that was collected about the election and what voters are looking for politicians to be discussing. So we're going to get right into that. This new poll came from the Marketing Research Group, and it showed that Michigan voters know that abortion is protected in the state constitution, and they want to hear candidates discuss solutions to economic woes and border security.
Right. That is pretty amazing to hear. The poll showed that 81% of the voters who were surveyed, they believe that a woman's right to choose is protected in Michigan, which, I mean, it is. It's instituted in the Constitution. So where you are hearing all these political ads that abortion rights are under attack in this election, turns out that most people do not agree with these ads and that they recognize that abortion is enshrined and is probably not going anywhere for quite a while.
Yes, the survey conducted... The statewide survey was made of 605 registered voters and was conducted on October 7 to October 10. And this was based off of what voters believe about Proposal 3 if they realize that it made abortion a part of our state constitution. So from this survey, we saw that voters want candidates to talk about the economy, about jobs, that was 28%, immigration was 18%, and inflation was 13% of the top priorities. Economy and jobs ranked first at 26%, and these were people who identified as pro-choice, and 33 from those in the age group of 35 to 49. Which is super interesting and something that we have been trying to reiterate over and over throughout this whole election, throughout this whole year, really, in anticipation for this, was that abortion is completely legal and available to women in Michigan. Obviously, unfortunately, we're not happy about that, but that is the reality. And there's not in jeopardy in any way during this election. There's no candidate that could change that. That could change the outcome of abortion in Michigan.
Right. It seems like this whole election, I feel like at least from when I'm watching TV, about 90% of political ads are targeting abortion and how abortion rights are at stake. But it turns out that most Michiganders know that that is not the case. And like Anna said, that is unfortunate. We wish that it was not in the state constitution, but the reality in Michigan is that it is a right protected by the Constitution for women to get an abortion at any time, and people are recognizing that. There are a lot more important issues going on that people are focusing on in the polls, so that's an encouraging fact, I think, for the pro-life movement. We are encouraging people to go out and vote so that we can get more pro-life candidates in the office, and if people who are pro-choice, pro-abortion are seeing that these rights aren't in jeopardy, they might not feel as inclined to go vote, especially on this topic. So it's encouraging to see that Michiganders, we're not stupid. We know what's going on. We are aware of the political realm that we're dealing with in our state. So the poll was very interesting, at least for me. I was very surprised by how high that number was with 81%.
For those of you that are curious, I know when I think about polls, I think, oh, I wonder what kind of questions they asked them, if it was leading, if, you know, it depends on who you're asking it to and what way you're going to word it. So for those interested, this is how the questions were worded on the poll. In 2022, Michigan voters voted to pass an amendment to the state constitution that established a right to reproductive freedom, including the right to make all decisions about pregnancy and abortion. Knowing that Michigan's constitution now protects a woman's right to have an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason, and that abortion is also now protected in more than a dozen places in state law, do you believe a woman's right to choose is protected in Michigan? That's where we get the 80% said that they do believe it is protected in Michigan. So that's super interesting and really encouraging to hear. Again, not encouraging that it is a part of our state constitution, but it's encouraging to know that all of these political ads and the lies that are being spread to scare voters is not working, and that our messaging is being effective. That's really awesome to hear. And certainly this was all made possible by your efforts, by our affiliates, our volunteers, the people that have been working with us on a daily basis to make sure that people understand abortion rights are not in jeopardy in this election. And if you're going to vote, don't vote on that. Vote on things that are happening currently within our state.
Right. With all these protections that are going on within Michigan, a lot of them being taken away, such as a woman can now have an abortion anytime throughout her pregnancy. There is nothing really that could change that. No matter how the election goes, say the House does switch to a Republican majority, there is nothing that can be done to change the stance on abortion within our state. And as we've seen, Michigan has some of the least restrictive abortion laws in the country, and it is one of only 9 total states that have no gestational limits. So there is really no reason why a woman can't get an abortion in our state. People are recognizing this, and that is reflected in this survey.
And I think it's important to go through the facts on abortion in Michigan so people do know what is going on. We keep saying that abortion is protected constitutionally in Michigan, which is true. But what else is going on with abortion in Michigan? Just to name a few things, a woman in Michigan can have an abortion for any reason at any point in her pregnancy. I think we've probably made that pretty clear by now. Even if every Republican running for office won his or her election, there is nothing that could be done to change or limit that, since a right to abortion is now in our state constitution. So no matter what candidate gets into office, that is not going to change. There is no threat of a national gestation limit, or as people have been calling it, a national ban on abortion. Right to Life of Michigan has not advocated and is not advocating for a national ban on abortion as a matter of strategy. Beyond that fact, there is not the votes in Congress for a ban, and no current presidential candidate is advocating for or would sign a ban.
Right. Another important fact to note is that despite some claims that you may see through advertisements, there are no candidates running for office that would support jailing women for abortion, and they never have. Beyond that, Michigan law has never criminalized a woman for procuring an abortion, and this was reconfirmed by the Michigan Supreme Court in the 1963 case in Ray Vickers. So not only has no woman ever been put in jail for receiving an abortion, but there is no threat of that happening in the future. Miscarriage treatment and treatment for ectopic pregnancies are not prohibited by any law, both in Michigan and throughout the country. There are no laws in place that prohibit a doctor from giving treatment to a woman going through a miscarriage or an ectopic pregnancy. Even the states that have some of the most restrictive abortion policies, they have what is called a life of the mother exception, and a lot of times that is where the ectopic pregnancy falls. So there are no states in which a woman is going to go into a hospital seeking care for something going wrong with her pregnancy, and she is going to be denied because of their abortion laws, even though a lot of times different cases will be spun by those who support abortion saying that it was abortion laws, as we have seen in the past few months. But when you look at the case, it's really unfortunately, medical malpractice that has caused either the injuries or the deaths of those women, not restrictive abortion laws.
Another thing to consider that is really important is that because of the radical abortion-obsessed leadership in Michigan, women are now less safe when they receive an abortion. This is because the health and safety regulations for abortion clinics has been repealed due to the Reproductive Health Act, and informed consent is no longer enforced. There is a preliminary injunction in it within the courts. And also within the informed consent ruling, non-physicians can perform abortions now. So this is crazy news, something that should make women be on notice and say, okay, what is going on here? We're less safe now. Who's to blame for that? Well, the radical abortion-obsessed legislators and leaders within Michigan that have been changing all of these laws over the past few years since Proposal 3. In the last year alone, from 2022 to 2023, we saw in the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services report that serious complications from abortion shot up to 38%. So that can't be a coincidence that occurs right when health and safety regulations were repealed.
Right. And I think something that's so startling about that number is that now Michigan is not required to provide statistics on abortions performed. So that report that came out this year based on the 2023 year, their abortion statistics, that's the last report we're ever going to see. And in that report, you could see how serious complications shot up drastically. We won't know if that number will continue to go up, although unfortunately that would be my guess considering there are so many health and safety regulations that have been taken out by our state. So not only are women in more jeopardy when they go to receive an abortion, but there's no real place where they can go and find information about the risks associated with it. So just a terrifying fact for our state in the coming years, but something that we will continue to fight for, and that is why we emphasize having pro-life legislators in office so that even more protections won't be under attack by our legislators who are very obsessed with abortion no matter the cost.
And we're over here saying, you know, abortion's not a risk, they can't really change it in our state constitution no matter who gets elected. What is at risk then? Because there's plenty. There is plenty at stake for you to go vote for. Just to name a few is parental consent for abortion and laws that prevent tax dollars from paying for other people's abortions are at risk. And we know this because Governor Whitmer has said it in the past repeatedly over this last year that she did want to see parental consent repealed within the Reproductive Health Act, but it ultimately didn't make it within that package of bills, but that her goal is to see it repealed. Same goes for taxpayer dollars going towards abortion. So that is what we're focusing on now. That is why it's so important for you to go out there and vote for candidates that are going to protect women and children and realize that things like informed consent, parental consent, protecting people's tax dollars is important, and that is what the majority of people in Michigan want to be protected and upheld.
The legislators already tried to get a bill passed that would force taxpayers to pay for people's abortions, and that was shot down. So now they've gone to the courts to do it. They have filed a lawsuit that if the state agrees with them, then that would force taxpayers to pay for Michigan abortions. So we're trying to get the information out to know that there are still common sense things in place that we hoping stay in place.
And you can help parental consent and protections for your tax dollars stay in our Michigan law by voting. Again, we're going to hit you with the different voting dates, all the information you need. We have a whole feature on it from last week, but We're going to reiterate it again this week in case you're wondering what days you can go vote, when in-person voting starts, if you needed any materials for it. We're going to let you know where to find that. So first and foremost, in-person voting begins on October 26th in Michigan for the whole state. That is also when our March to the Polls is taking place. Really, we want you to gather your friends and your family that live in the same area and go out there and vote in the same way that you gathered your friends and your family and you came to the Michigan March for Life and you, you know, showed your support physically by gathering for life. We want you to do the same and head to the polls and vote. So that's March to the Polls. Election Day, which is also the very last day to vote, is November 5. If you need information on where your early in-person voting is taking place, you can call your county clerk because most of the time, I guess for my case, and I know Danny's case, they're not the same location as voting day. So be sure to double check that before you go out and vote. Or if you don't want to leave your house or really move, you can do absentee ballot voting. Get it requested. You can request it up until October 26th. So you still have time to request one. They send it to you in the mail. You mail it back. It's all for free, which is great. And then other information that might be helpful for you is that we have our 266 endorsed candidates that were endorsed by the RLM PAC. We also have other handouts for races where we didn't make an endorsement, like the presidential race and the U.S. Senate race. We did not make endorsements for those, but we do have information on the candidates that we think is helpful for you to make an informed vote. We have our pro-life personalized ballot generator that even I use, which is super helpful. I just pull it up on my phone when I'm in the booth voting, and it personalizes it to where you live. You put your information in, and it tells you what candidates are endorsed by the RLM PAC, which is very, very helpful. You can print that out and bring it with you.
And something that if you're planning on going and voting in person, something I would encourage you to do is to check the times. I know at least where I'm voting that the times are more limited on the early voting days, and then it's pretty much all day during the November 5th election day. So I encourage you to check that out just so you don't show up and nobody's there. That wouldn't be fun. So encourage you to check that out. And like Anna said, the personal ballot generator is awesome. Shows you all of our pro-life endorsed candidates. We do have a list of all of our endorsed candidates online, which you are welcome to check out. But if you are only interested in the ones that you're actually voting for, we encourage you to check out that ballot generator. And if you ever have any struggles while you are filling it out, you are welcome to reach out to us. You can either call our state office at 616-532-2300, and we can help walk you through that. Or if you want to shoot us an email, our email is info@rtl.org. We can go ahead and fill it out with you, let you know which candidates are endorsed in your races, and help you get along on your way.
That is all the time that we have for this week. We really just want to make sure that you hear the most important news, which is that our messaging is working. People know that abortion is not at risk in Michigan, and then you need to get out there and vote. So that's what we're going to leave you with today. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, Friday.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.